I am an atom in its pristine form. I am an atom in its pristine form. I am an atom in its pristine form. The original atom already exists. The original atom already is revealed in every possible wonderful way because it already exists. The original atom already is revealed, and I am just putting into motion what it is that I am about myself. I am an atom in its pristine form. What difference does that make to the world? What difference does that make to me or to anybody else that I am an atom in its pristine form? Now, we're all interested in living healthy, happy, hearty lives. We're all interested in enjoying things that make us happy, that make us fulfilled, that make us feel life is just wonderful. We all enjoy that. Now, how do we get that experience? How do we get that experience of being in our pristine form? Well, we get into the being of being our pristine form by thinking about it. We can't go and take a bus to our pristine form and go to pristine form and get off there and say, I'm now in pristine form. It's our thought. The original atom already exists, and I am an atom in its pristine form, in its original form. I already exist, complete and whole and perfect in every way, in every manner, no matter what. I am an atom in its pristine form. So, I can say, I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. That's the pristine form. I live in my ideal world. That's the pristine form. I am ideal wholeness. That's the pristine form. That's the pristine form of the atom that I am. And as I have this in my thought, that I am the pristine form, as I have it in my attitude, in who and what I am, then that's what I experience. That's all that I experience, and that's all that I know, and that's all that I will ever be. Because when I realize I am an atom in its pristine form, I have nothing more to do. My only experience is to reveal what my thoughts are about my pristine form. Am I ready to have that pristine form be me? Am I ready to have that pristine form fulfill itself in my world, in my life, in my attitude? I can. But I can only do that when I take charge of my thinking, when I take charge of every thought going through my mind. I choose to have every thought going through my mind, my pristine form thought, the thought of the original atom already existing in its ideal format, in its ideal state. I choose to have that be me and be who I am and be it now. And it's wonderful. It truly is wonderful. But it is only wonderful because I choose to do it. Now, do you choose to have that experience in your life? Do you choose to have that experience in your world? You can. Do you know what an atom is? Not really. Do you know what pristine form is? Not really. Do you know what the original of anything is? It already exists. Not really. So what we do, we're working with an invisible concept. And the invisible concept says that it already exists. The invisible concept says no matter what we have in our mind and our heart and our being, it already exists. We have hatred in our heart. That already exists. We have love in our heart. That already exists. Hatred has an impact on our mind and body and affairs as we think about it. And when we don't think about it, when we think how loving, when we can turn the other cheek, when we can be that loving center of peace, when we can do that, then what happens is that that is where our world is. That is where our experience is. That's not so easy, and it's not so hard. It's just a matter of choosing what it is that you would like to have in your life. Loving people go into a distracted situation, and they bring their love. And as they bring their love, the whole situation is revealed as love to them and all around them. Now, when the queen walks into a room, everyone instantly feels the presence of this royal person. Now, she's just a human being like everybody else. She's just a wonderful, thoughtful, lovely lady like everybody else. And she's just being there herself. And her presence bespeaks peace, balance, order, harmony. Wherever she goes, this happens. And sometimes she forgets. Sometimes she forgets when she's dealing with her own children, her own family, her personal world. Sometimes she forgets. And when she does, then it falls asunder. But when she remembers with her family as much as she does with her kingdom, with her rule, with her empire, then she gets the same beautiful, fantastic results as a pristine form, as a lovely, perfect, ideal, magnificent Adam revealing itself in every possible way in her world. You and I can do that too. We can live our world as a pristine Adam. We can live our world as the original Adam already existing in that perfection. We can live our world as a queen or as a king, as a royal person who walks into a room and entirely, the room entirely takes over the attitude that the queen is and has. Life, our life, can take over entirely the attitude that we are and have. It's all a matter of our choice. It's all a matter of what we choose to have in our life, what we choose to have in our experience, what we choose to be, and how we choose to be it. When we take charge, when we are the queen, when we walk into any circumstance in life and we have preset the program, all is in balance, all is in harmony, all is functioning beautifully, all is done now, and it is done, then it is done. When you dial the Worldwide Healing Ministry in Campo, California, bringing you Dial Healing Words, you may talk to a practitioner about the solution to any desire you may have in your heart. You may dial 1-619-478-5111, 1-619-478-5111, our corporate number at the University of Healing, at the Worldwide Healing Ministry. Each person who answers the phone is a practitioner. Tell them you are ready to enjoy how wonderful you are, and you would enjoy having them speak with you to enjoy that, having their consciousness in your consciousness, because truly, it is done. Thank you for calling the Worldwide Healing Ministry. We are here for you, and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.